You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. It's Jason Klass.
And Stephanie Klass.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/Stephanie Klass. Fansly.com/Stephanie Klass. Or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, it's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And that's exactly take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Welcome to Awkward Pillow Talk. Now, this is one of those episodes that we have been kind of like working towards probably since the idea of having the whole virgin thing too.
Right.
We'd always said that we'd be cool with the virgins or first time women or a couple trying to do their first time swinging. Now,
right.
We've been with couples doing their first time swinging, but we've always wanted to document it.
Yes.
And for a few reasons, because I feel like a lot of people, when they think of swinging, they think of like a really intimate, like kind of like
right,
maybe formal, maybe not situation. For us, it's fun, right?
Right.
We're laughing. We're joking.
It's a good time.
It's a great time. And that's we wanted to be able to show that aspect to people, because typically when we're doing things on camera, at least in the past, it's got a more serious tone to it.
Right.
And this is fun. This is...
Well, not that the others aren't fun. It's just, it's a different dynamic.
It's a different dynamic. So I was really glad when this couple reached out to us and they were like, hey, we saw your SDC live stream.
Right.
And we're in. And at first I was like, okay, let me see.
Right.
So I go look at him, like, oh, she's cute. You know, he's fine.
Right.
Like, no offense to him. Like, I just...
Yeah, no.
I don't have preferences on dudes. So I was like, yeah, she's cute. Let's, you know, if you guys are serious, you know, let's video chat.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we're serious. Let's... Do it tonight. We're like, yeah, the sooner the better. I told them that, too. They're like, what time frame are you thinking? And I'm like, well, Steph and I really don't like waiting.
Right.
So the sooner the better. And they're like, cool, how about this week? And I'm like, yep, let's do it.
It was like 3 days.
Yeah, so we video chatted them and stuff, and they decided they were going to get a hotel over on our side of Florida. So they drove several hours to get here.
Yep.
There was not a lot of communication beforehand, which is kind of how we like it. Right. In general, not because we don't like communicating with people, but because we've had so much time burned.
Right.
From people communicating. And part of that's our job, right? Like, we communicate with people and get paid for it.
Right.
So then if we're like dealing with a couple that's like, hey, let's, you know, show me a picture of your cock. It just feels like I'm working.
Right. Or like, not that I don't want to get to know them, but it's more like.
It's easier.
Communicating. Right. Communicating via like text or whatever is a lot harder than just like once they finally get here, you just kind of get to know them. Briefly.
The great thing about our podcast, too, is if we tell people, hey, you need to listen to the podcast first, it really gives them enough to kind of dig in and know what our boundaries are ahead of time, so that by the time they're coming to us, we don't really have to go through all of the same intricacies.
It's just like, let's talk about you guys and figure out what you're looking for, what you want, and what are your boundaries.
Right, and we knew what we were comfortable with already. Right. Basically everything other than separate room and anal.
Right.
And well, they basically show up. I'm not gonna dive into it. You know, we have the whole podcast recorded. So that's what we'll do now is we'll go ahead and I'm gonna drop that right here so that you guys can meet our first couple. Now I hope that there's other couples that are interested in joining.
Yeah.
They said they'd like to be part of our little group, and I think maybe that's what we do. We create these little initiations, you know?
Yeah.
You come have sex with us, and then you get to join our fun group. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's the exclusive. Well,
that, and it's like, okay, now, like, they have been vetted by us, we have been vetted by them, and we can, like...
Vouch
for each other as far as, like, they're legit, they're respectful, they're...
Awkward.
Right?
Just like us.
Exactly.
It was great.
It was amazing.
We keep talking about it still, and we'll talk about it. We'll do a follow-up, but we keep talking about just, we had a great time. To us, that's why we got into this.
Right.
Was for these types of natural moments, not for the awkward moments of like, okay, is this person ever going to stop wanting to kiss?
Right.
You know? So anyways, here's the interview. Now, it goes from, I think there's about 14 minutes of us interviewing them. Before we get into a game, and then there's a few sound clips of the game. Now, of course, we recorded everything, y'all.
Yeah.
I had 5 cameras going. We got close-ups of everything. It was intense. It was hot.
It was awesome.
Amazing. So I'm really hoping that you will come and support the video. It should be out by the end of this week, if not sooner. And we're looking to price it around $20 a pop. So you can come join us. We also have our Virgin Connoisseur tier on Fansly, which has now been opened up completely. So any video that we have is going to be available on that Virgin Connoisseur tier, including this new one that gets dropped.
Yep.
If not, make sure you find us on OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/StephanieClass. Of course, you can find that through virginitysnatchers.com. And wait for that PPV to drop.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be one of my best ones.
Yeah. I know we keep saying that, but like,
well,
they just keep getting better.
That's the point. That's what we're aiming for. You know, is we want that. I knew what I had in my mind, and I think we captured it.
Yep.
So I really hope everybody appreciates the effort and the risk that these folks put into, you know, taking my vision.
Right.
And running with it. And we will talk to you after this runs. All right. Well, welcome, guys. You have made it further than anybody else at this point.
Yeah.
Because we're so fucking picky. And you guys did it the right way. So thank you.
Yes.
You reached out to us the right way. We have many different ways that we've said to reach out to us over the time. And it kind of keeps evolving as we find these like asshole weirdos that like just insist on getting
or
to us.
Too far.
This real weird dude the other day on FetLife. That like he messaged us and was like, hey, I'm interested. And I was like, I answered for her. Right. So it was one of those, I don't usually do that, but I will sometimes. And I saw it and I was, I'm the one that vets everybody. So I was like, you know, he's not terrible. Let me, I'll show him, you know, but we're parents. We have a life. Right. So it took me a few days and all of a sudden the guy goes, I guess that's a no. And I'm like, I just ignored it, you know, cause I'm like, well, I forgot to get there and I'm going to ignore the fact that, you know, you said that. I do like to, like, if somebody's a little pushy at once, I do like to wait a second and just like bait, you know what I mean? If you're going to show your colors, it's about to come out here, you know? So I was like, well, we'll wait. And if he says something else, then we'll cut him. If he doesn't, then I'll show him.
Right.
And he responded on the, one of the comments, like on one of your videos where it was like, I've been messaging you trying to do this. And it was like, okay, you sent one picture. I responded back to him on your behalf. It was like, you sent one picture of yourself. Everything on your profile is a picture of a penis.
Don't
it hasn't even been a full week yet, like, since you, you know, sent it. I was like, we get thousands of messages a month. So, like, I just hadn't gotten to you yet. But now, because you made it weird, it's a no. And then he responds back with this whole tirade about how, you know, oh, you must be so popular then, you know. And I'm like, see, this was it. This was why.
Right.
So, look at me going off my own little fucking tire.
Always.
But you guys, when you reached out, it just felt genuine from the get-go. So I don't feel like I vetted you nearly as much as I do everybody else. Because especially after, like, we did a video chat with you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, cool. We're fine. We're on the same page. So... obviously, you guys had other options to do this for your first time. What drove you to this? This is a wild first time.
I mean, I think for me, it was like seeing your webinar on SDC and then just feeling safe and comfortable. And then I listened to a few of your podcast episodes. And I mean, we're super awkward too. So I felt like it would just work. Like, there would be that understanding and that almost like, I don't want to say teaching aspect, but like that, just that understanding and that comfort of like, yeah, it's going to be weird no matter how we go about it.
Right.
This way, at least, like we all know it's going to be weird and it's just kind of a thing. I feel like you had a few, like some other reasonings than I did.
Yeah, mine was more just kind of one of the biggest things is just kind of like, you know, trying to normalize
it.
And that's kind of, you know, jumping into it for your very first time and showing that it's like, yeah, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be not, you know, the necessarily the perfect or like exactly what you think it is, but it's okay. And like, it's just like any other kind of relationship. Cause I mean, whenever we first met, whenever we first had sex, all that, none of that was, it was definitely awkward for sure. But, yeah. I mean, that's really it for me is like, it's almost like the, in a weird way, an educational aspect to it, I appreciate
for a person that could not finish college. I took all the courses in the world. Got plenty of credits.
Could have finished.
I love teaching. Like, that is at the heart of everything I do. I was going to school to be a band director before all this stuff.
Yeah, I was going to school for early elementary education.
So, like, that, so like... when I realized that not only is there, like, there's a social benefit to this, obviously, because there's plenty of awkward chicks like her that can, like, realize, hey, I'm allowed to do this shit.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what everybody else fucking thinks. Like, I can still, like... enjoy life 100%, which is really hard for you to
very hard
to embrace. But
One thing that I really felt like I missed out on in our first moments of swinging was that we weren't in control of the situations that we were in, to where I wasn't able to fully enjoy any of the experiences the first times. Like the first time somebody else fucked her, you know what I mean? I wanted to be able to like kind of see what that looked like. You know what I mean? Like let's see what it looks like going in. Let's take a pause. You know what I mean? Like
enjoy the moment.
There's nothing. It's a beautiful thing to look at. You know what I mean? And it's, I remember like almost like 2 to 3 years after our first swap, I was like, you know, I've never gotten a good look at your pussy getting fucked from somebody else.
Right.
And I was like, that's some fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? Like what's with the rush of this? You know, right. Why can't we pause? And I just be like, can I take a look at that real quick? You know what I mean? I remember one time I did try to like get a better look. It was that one really bad swap that we had. We said our worst swap. Okay. The dude that was like overly aggressive. I like tried to get down to like look, and he like kicked me out of the way. And I was like, bruh, like, first off, he was like half my fucking size,
right.
But he was also just like drunk off his ass.
Asshole.
Yeah, it was a bad situation, but I hope that at least through this experience, you guys are able to like pause a little bit and enjoy the moments. You know, we're not going to be rushing you on our side. There's, you know, there's no like level of uncomfortableness, I guess, with right. us other than just our general awkwardness in life. We're always uncomfortable. So,
right.
But if there's a moment that you guys are like, hey, let's pause, let's, you know, whatever, we're happy to do that. Is there anything in this that you guys would consider this successful by the end of the day? Like, what is your definition of successful for this?
I kind of just feel like being here.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge step. That's a huge step. Yeah.
Yeah, I know when we're on our way over here, we were both just kind of like, definitely did not realize we would be as nervous as we are. Yeah. And it was just kind of like, you know what? It is what it is.
I mean, I still get nervous. Like after we've been in the lifestyle for 10 years and like, I still get nervous and I'm like, oh gosh. Like, and I like, there's like a moment where you're like, I want to do this, but I want to do this, but I don't want to do this. And so
that's part of what makes it fun.
But that's
too.
What makes it fun. Right. And so like, I have to like, I tell him, I'm like, you know, like, and he's like, you'll be fine. Like, cause once everybody like shows up, it's just like, okay,
yeah,
I'm good then. But like, it's that moments leading up to it that you're like, yeah. I mean, I want to do this, but I don't know anymore. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I was talking about something else the other day and I feel like hearing you say that it's like very much in the same vein. It's like doing something that's hard but you challenge yourself to do it. Like that reward is so much better mm-hmm. and sweeter.
Yep.
And so it's like, this is kind of hard, but like definitely something that we want to do and are excited to do. So like that, I think that reward is going to be there. It's just like, okay, I just got to rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah. It's a good attitude to have. And one that I tried to get her to adopt early on and she was just not having anything. having none of it. But that's awesome. So have you guys discussed your boundaries and stuff and, you know, kind of where you guys are comfortable with things?
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about it a lot. We researched the shit out of everything. That's just both of our personalities. And then we talk a lot about things. We've been talking about boundaries really since we started talking about doing this, which has been like a month. So, you know, but even on the way, we were kind of reviewing it. We're pretty open, like surprisingly, of what we want. For me, I'm kind of like, no anal for me, please. Thank you.
That's fair. It's a pretty common.
Yeah.
We throw that out there usually too. Like, backdoor is going to be like a maybe later
right.
type thing.
Yeah.
Certainly not on a first meet.
Yeah.
Right.
There's so many different flavors of that there's no need to. I was going to use muddy the water, and I think that's a terrible analogy in this situation.
That was boundary, like probably big one. I mean, as far as like kissing, oral penetration, I think obviously we're going to be in the same room. That's like one of our other boundaries is like, I just feel safer knowing that he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So same room as one for other situations. That's kind of a given here. Am I forgetting anything?
Have you ever been with a woman before?
I have not.
Do you have interest in being with a woman?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Like in receiving, in giving, in both?
I mean, yeah, potentially both, you know.
Depending on the mood. Not yeah, like a, yeah. Not like you're just going to jump into it like, ah.
Right, yeah. I get you. Yeah. I'm not going to say no, like that's selfish, but.
you are allowed to have an I don't know for an answer.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. Let me see how I feel.
And that's kind of how we've been. It's like, we'll feel the vibes. Like we have, you know, obviously we do have boundaries and we've talked about a lot of things, but we're kind of like, we'll fill the vibes out. We'll see how it, yeah.
Are you guys concerned about jealousy at all?
No, we thought we would be, but I don't think so. I think we're in a good place where we're not. It will probably come up at some point, and we're aware of that, but it's not like really high up on our concerns.
That's good.
Yeah.
We were, I don't think it was on our radar until people online were like, do you ever get jealous?
And
I was like, no, not really. Like, it's not like that. It's like,
yeah.
We think of it like, this is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't own her, you know, mm-hmm. It's, I want to be with her. I just like, I want to be with my best friend when we're doing stuff like all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. So she wants to go have sex. I want to go watch her have sex. You know what I mean? Like that's how it works.
I think the jealousy would creep in though, if we were in separate rooms, but we would never
that. But it's like, not our style.
I think that if for whatever reason, like that was to come up down the road, like I think that's where it would creep in for me, but like, I'm not interested in doing
I agree. So you guys said that you had kind of tried this before and never gotten past like a first meet. Was there a reason, like just not the opportunity, couldn't figure out the vibe, couldn't figure out the transition?
No, more so just trying to taking things slow, which is ironic.
Yeah. You're like, let's take it slow and then dive right the fuck in.
Yeah. I think that was kind of where we got to with it. Was just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, also situationally. So like, where we met people, one of the couples that where we met was like a very public middle of the day kind of thing, very much get to know you. And it was kind of spur of the moment. Like we had been texting with them and they were like, oh, we're at this place. And we're like, that sounds fun. And they said, well, come out, meet us. And then the other couple that we met, they have like a 2-date rule between the two of them.
Okay.
And so, you know, and they also have a child that, you know, babysitter time limit. So, it was also kind of situational as well.
Yeah.
We I don't think we ever had a rule as far as dates before.
No, but we knew that we had limited time.
Yeah.
Because of babysitters or whatever, we're like, you know, our parents. So like,
right.
You don't get a whole lot of time out. And so.
And typically we would rather just turn down a date than rush it.
Right.
Like we know that we only have 2 to 3 hours. Maybe like we were filming something, I could get her ready in that time frame.
Right.
But if we're just going to go out and like drink and like she's just supposed to like do that suddenly, no, it's not going to happen in 3 hours. Like,
right.
Yeah.
There's, you know, different vibes, I guess. But
yeah.
All right. Well, so what did you have in mind to get things started? You guys said you brought a game.
Yes.
All right.
Honestly, I have no clue.
It's brand new. We haven't played it yet.
All right. Well, we're down to try if that's what you guys want to go for. Now, is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to? Like anything that you like have pictured in your mind? Because I feel like we're always asking the women, like, what's your fantasy? And 99% of the women that I've talked to actually don't have like a pictured fantasy. They're just like, I really just want to feel the mood. You know what I mean? I can't picture something.
For me, it's everything is really just kind of revolves around her.
So seeing,
Watching
her seeing be her, enjoyed, watching her be penetrated, whatever, and just enjoying the moment. So you're on the same page as far as you want to be able to sit back and enjoy your wife and just be like, she's my favorite fucking porn star.
Yeah.
I feel you, man. I feel you. We're going to have a good time. If you aren't already subscribed to us on any of our fan platforms, now's the time. We are lowering the prices across the board on everything, and we just want to build community.
Yep.
That's what this is all about right now, guys. We've realized that our goal is to build a community of awkward sex lovers that just want to watch all of this fun go down.
Right.
So come join us at virginitysnatchers.com. It is 100% worth it. Come say hi. You'll actually get to speak to Steph or I. We do not hire bots on any of our paid sites.
It's really just us.
You're going to get us back. We can give you recommendations on videos, and we can make customs. We can give you advice. We're here for you. So come get to know us.
All right. So how do we go? We just pull the first one off. You got a nipple. You got a pussy.
That's fair.
You take turns. Alexa, play Yacht Rock. I think she needs to go ahead and open up her legs real quick. And just fully embrace it. There we go. Beautiful pussy. I mean, was it what you guys thought?
Oh, yeah.
Any weird feelings about it?
No.
Think you'll do it again sometime?
Yeah.
Well, awesome. We had fun.
Yeah.
You just get to look at things.
Such things. Look at this.
Things,
Put things in our mouths.
Taste things.
This was a lot of fun. I definitely felt comfortable.
All right. So let's break it down a little bit.
First off, they enjoyed it.
I hope they did. I think that she had a beautiful pussy.
Right.
It was one of my favorite parts of the evening. I almost came in that poor woman's mouth at one point because as we were 69ing, I'm like eating her pussy and like I'm like making eye contact with you as I'm like flicking my tongue on her pussy and it was a lot for me, which is. Says something. I've been in a lot of situations, I think.
Yeah.
And
it
I was just like.
A lot for you to come, too. So.
It was. And I was like, whoa, let's hold up for a second. I wasn't trying to, like, fucking blow a load in her mouth, like, especially from that. But it was. I think it's because it was a more natural moment for me, you know what I mean? To be able to, like, this is what I want to be doing. You know what I mean? This is my idea of a fucking good time.
Right.
So, for you, did you have any moments that you were like, hey, that was, like, this stood out to me as, like, that was fun.
You know, I had a good time, like, while he was fucking me and you were fucking her. Like, at one point, I asked him, I said, do you want to stop and, like, take a look? He's like, no, I'm good. I think that will help, like, even more. And so then we both just kind of looked over and we were like, yeah. Like, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it was, I could tell there's, you know, there came a point where he had a hard time getting hard, and I had a hard time at one point in the middle. And I'm going to keep those in the recording because I feel like that is just a real part. And I even explained myself in part of it. I'm like,
you could tell he was like,
but for me, right? I was like, hey, you want to watch me fuck your wife?
Right.
And then I'm like, yeah, come suck my dick. And all of a sudden, my dick's like, yeah, we're actually not going to behave right now. And so I was like, you got to give it like 5 minutes. It's a whole thing that we've realized.
Yep.
I could be going at it for a while, like 20, 30 minutes. And it's like the second I hold back for a second or whatever.
It's just it.
It is the same thing we tell the guys that we, you know, film
with.
Don't hold back.
Right.
But for me, it'll go away for a second. And then I know that within 3 to 4 minutes,
it'll be back.
It's going to be right back. So I'm not like stressing. If I started stressing about it, it would be a problem. But I'm like, no, that's 3 or 4 minutes for me to just dive down onto something or.
Right.
Grab a camera and watch you. And I think that's essentially what I did. I was like, hey, you want to fuck my wife right now since you're hard? And he was like, yeah. So I was like, cool. And we did that. And his wife got to watch him go inside you. And I asked her, you know, how she was feeling, you know.
Right.
And she was like, is this fine? Like,
right. And I asked him at one point, I said, like I said, I think it was a, do you want to watch? Because it was, I was already fucking him and you guys were still like, eating each other or whatever, and you were eating her out, I think, and then like the time came for you to like actually go inside her, and we had mentioned before that that's what he wanted to see, and so he was like, no, I'm good. He was like, I'm watching, I'm tracking. So I didn't want to like
impede or take the attention away from
that situation and what was going on, especially because we brought it up previously. And so but, like, I guess he had a good angle to see all the fun. So
I think my favorite line of the whole night was he was like, oh, I'm getting so tired. And you're like, oh, no, it's fine. I can get on top. I do this for work. And I was like,
no,
yeah.
I do this all day.
I do this.
Well, I guess
it's my job.
Yes, it is my job. I do this all day.
Yeah, I was like, yes, you fucking hoe. I love it.
And he was like, damn, I got to go to the gym more.
You're
and
like, I was like, I got it.
Yeah, I was like, no, I just do this all day.
That was awesome.
Just kind of like came out.
But I noticed also at one point, like he was kind of like standing over his wife doing the desperate beat, You know what I mean? Yeah. Which I think we've all been there where you're just like, all right, come on, buddy, come back to life.
Right.
And then you start getting in your head like, oh, am I going to be able to come? I got to come. I want to come.
And like, oh, all these people are watching.
And I don't know. Maybe he was not in that situation. I know I've been in that situation. So I told him, I was like, hey, just so you know, like, if you can't come, like,
it's fine.
It's fine. Like, for me, my ideal situation is to come back in you. You know what I mean? Typically, I'm going to be able to.
You said, you know, go and.
Well, that's what we started back with our own spouses. Like,
right.
You want to go back? Because I think he was having a hard time coming, you know, maybe with you.
Right.
And not to mention, I just like swapping it up constantly anyways. But it was, he went back to his wife, and then I could tell, like, he took the condom off. He's like, oh, I lost that blood flow, you know? I'm like, yeah, right. I get it. And then, you know, I was like, just so you know, like, it's not.
That's not like the, I mean, yeah, obviously. It would
be yeah, if we great. Can all come, awesome, but like. We don't have
to. Doesn't have to be the end goal.
Yeah.
Because we've even asked them, we're like, what would you consider as a success?
Yeah. And they just said, just being there.
They're like, just being here is a win. So,
like, so obviously if they're like, we really want to come, you know, we would have, you know, helped make that happen. I think communication would have helped, but I think they understood too, that this was more than just for an orgasm.
Right.
This which was, I think a lot of the couples that are getting into this are going to realize this is not just about one orgasm.
Right.
This is about an entire process.
And the journey that you go through to get, I don't know, to get through it.
But we hope you guys enjoyed this. We hope it was interesting for everybody that's been able to observe it. And we hope that we did a good job respecting the privacy of our couple that volunteered. And we hope, really hope that there's more couples willing to come forward and let us document their type of journey. And we've got different options for how we can do that. It doesn't always have to look like this. Steph and I are super flexible. There's, you know, obviously some things we're not flexible on. Obviously we have to film. We got to sign forms, got to do IDs, all that kind of stuff. Got to do things the right way. But if we do things the right way.
If you beat the criteria, then.
There's a really good chance. We are ready to start digging in and doing more of these episodes. So we hope to see you soon. If not, we hope that you'll listen to us again very soon.
Yeah.
Have a good one. It's Jason Class.
And Stephanie Class.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which
is
our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/StephanieClass. Fansly.com/StephanieClass. Or VirginitySnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, it's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at awkward
XX.
So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And they would take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.